And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with us as usual. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, Sunday is Father's Day, and a couple of our dad-themed features this week got folks buzzing online. One of our conversations was with Thomas Chatterton Williams. He's the author of the book Losing My Cool, How a Father's Love and 15,000 Books Beat Hip-Hop Culture. Now, in it, he describes his early fascination with hip-hop music and street culture and how his father steered him away from all of that to become, as he describes, more intellectually curious. Here's a clip from our conversation with Williams.
My father was disturbed by the extent to which I was interested in both hip-hop and sports. I write a lot about how sports, especially basketball, really went hand in hand with the hip-hop culture that I was immersed in. So your physical prowess mattered, whether it was your swagger in the street or your game on the basketball court, but your mind didn't necessarily matter.
Well, we heard from some folks who took issue with Williams' description of hip-hop culture. Here's a post we received from blogger Leslie. She writes, "As an African-American, avid fan of hip-hop, a voracious reader, and a science groupie, I am quite offended by the implication that hip-hop is anti-intellectual. I only listen to intellectual hip-hop, and that's all I've ever really listened to." She goes on to write that Williams is judging the art in the way that he has been judged and through a narrow lens, and then he had to write a book about it.
All right, Leslie, thank you for weighing in. I have the feeling that we're going to have more conversations along these lines.
I think
this is a rich topic.
Yeah, I think
Lee, this week we also heard from Tell Me More director, producer, and author Rob Sachs. He and his wife are expecting their second child, and Rob penned a commentary about the anxiety that comes with picking a name.
Choosing the name Rachel for our first child was an agonizing process that involved list upon list and lots of late-night bargaining. But we're very happy with our choice. And that's a good thing. It turns out that 3% of parents regret the name they gave their child, according to a 2007 survey by the website BabyCenter.com.
Lee, in response to that commentary, Adam posted this note to our website. He says, "While naming your child is a big event, the fact that 3% of parents regret the name they gave their child is really underwhelming. And if you name your child something you regret, I can assure you that will be the smallest thing you regret as a parent, and really not as huge a deal as you're making it out to be." But Adam writes, "Congratulations on becoming a father. It's a great experience. Enjoy every moment." Thank you, Adam. But I will say that there is research that shows that certain ethnic names do have an impact in the marketplace. And I do think that that's something that is worth thinking about. In fact, probably even doing some more reporting on. So thank you, Adam. And thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, whether it's about our conversation with Thabo Mbeki, Melissa Etheridge, or our Gulf oil spill coverage, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More and blog it out.